Gary Brecher is a data entry clerk in Fresno, California, but he's better known as the War Nerd. Brecher writes the War Nerd column for Moscow's English-language alternative newspaper, The Exile. He's also written a book called The War Nerd. Brecher told Steve Paulson what it means to be a war nerd.
Well, the war part is pretty simple. I've always been interested in war. I always liked it. And the nerd was sort of like a defensive move, if you want to put it in military terms. I wanted to say when I started this column, look, I understand that you can do all kinds of psychoanalysis about why I like war. So let me say up front, yeah, I'm a fat loser and I flunked puberty. And you can link that up with me liking war all you want, but I'm the statistical norm and there are a lot of me out there.
What is it that you like about war?
War is how people settle things. War is when people are serious. War is what matters.
Okay. War is also something that kills a lot of people. And
That's a funny thing. I mean, everybody talks about death. Now, I understand. I used to play Dungeons & Dragons, and there were characters in there who were elves, and elves live about 5,000 years. And when one of them died in the war, I could see, yeah, okay, it's kind of sad. For us, it's like, you remember that movie Blade Runner? It's like we're programmed to die. We get a 6-year lifespan. The only difference is we're not as pretty and not as smart as those robots were. So what's the difference whether it's 6 years or 70 years? I mean, people die in the Horn of Africa. They die living epic lives. And they die in places like Denmark and Fresno, but they die like my grandma did, with tubes coming out of them in a hospital. And that's the worst death I can imagine.
So we're all going to die, so why not go out in a blaze of glory?
Well, it happens. I mean, I think that war is not really going to go out of style. And as long as it doesn't go out of style, you may as well try to talk honestly about it.
Now, I'm curious about the reference you made to growing up as an enthusiast of Dungeons & Dragons, one of the most popular fantasy games ever made. Isn't there a huge difference between that kind of war fantasy and real war that we're seeing around the world these days?
Yeah, of course. This is why I call myself the war nerd. Nerd is, what would you call it? It's like a negative word. I understand there's a negative side to this. I'm trying to skip the tisk, tisk, tisk.
Okay. Well, you say war is fun. Spell that out for me a little bit.
Well, the only kind of war I know about firsthand is studying it. And I've always done that. When I was a kid, the book that meant the most to me was this story of John Paul Jones, this sort of U.S. privateer during the Revolution. And I just remember making a decision when I was about 14 that I liked that story better than what passed for real life, which was, I don't know, a hot sort of suburb in the middle of nowhere.
Hmm. So you read a lot about war. You immerse yourself in the literature of war.
Yeah, I should refer you to my first column where I said, I'm going to talk about war, but the one thing I'm going to say right now is don't do the psychoanalysis, because I know what I am. I'm a backseat sergeant. I know there's a difference between me and a soldier. And in another column called Tom Clancy Is Not One of Us, I said, yeah, okay, I know I'd be a terrible soldier. I mean, I was saying, this was by way of saying Clancy ducked service in Nam, and I said, I wouldn't have done that, at least. I'm not saying I would have been a good soldier. I'd have been a lousy soldier. And I have this bit in that column where I talk about imagining myself stepping on a mine and bleeding out with my entrails lying in a rice paddy and screaming while all the cool guys in the squad laugh at me and play their Hendrix tapes. I know that's how I'd die.
I get the impression that you're not a big fan of Tom Clancy.
I hate Tom Clancy.
Why is that?
Because he's a fat loser coward who made it, and I'm a fat loser coward who didn't make it.
So you're just jealous of him.
Duh. I mean, nobody in America likes the truth very much. Left, right, I don't even understand those distinctions. What I see you all have in common is a real allergy to truth.
The allergy to truth here being that many of us secretly love war and we're not willing to admit
it? No, the shock in your voice when you say I'm jealous. Of course I'm jealous. Jealous is most of the world.
Do you feel at all guilty about liking war so much?
I don't think I understand the question. I'd never killed anybody, and I don't think I've contributed to killing anybody any more than any other American taxpayer. The difference is I just don't live this double life benefiting from the fact that my house is built on some other tribe's land and then pretending to regret that. I mean, I'll always remember when I had to study Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee as a kid. It's like everybody's sobbing for the Indians, but nobody's going to give them the land back. I mean, one way or the other. Either you give them the land back or you admit that you're a predator and you eat meat.
So we might as well admit we're predators.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the current war in Iraq?
I said it was stupid before it started. I said it was going to be the biggest disaster we'd ever had. I'm kind of sort of grimly proud of the fact that I've called it shot for shot, and it's happened exactly the way I thought it would.
So this is, I mean, even though you say that you love war, war is often fun, this is not one of those wars.
No, this one's not much fun unless you're like a 15-year-old Iraqi who hasn't had his leg blown off by a Marine sniper yet. War is fun for certain people, okay? Like, suppose you're a medieval peasant and there's a war on. The first thing you have to know is, do you have a chance to be a soldier and get some loot out of it? It helps to be male or to be able to pass for male. If you're a woman, war is not going to be that good for you. Goes without saying. War is good for some people. It's not good for old people. It's not good for women. It's not good for children. But if you're a 15-year-old boy on that hormone high, war is great.
And for an older nerd who likes to read about war, I guess it's great, too.
It's more interesting than civilian life. We live in a funny point in history, you know. To me, the interesting part of the world ended in 1945. And since then, the Nazis stunk it up for everybody. They stunk up the whole war side of things so bad that there was nothing left except being a yuppie in a suit. And all I know is everybody still dies, and a lot of people still have miserable lives, but somehow you're supposed to pretend that you're not part of that and that you're off the hook because you don't wear uniforms with death heads in them and go stomping around. I don't see that we've become elves that live 5,000 years or anything. As far as I know, we're still in the bad old Middle Ages, but everybody tries to pretend they're innocent.
Gary Brecher is the author of The War Nerd. He also writes a column of the same name for Moscow's English-language alternative newspaper, The Exile. Brecher spoke with Steve Paulson.